All right, y'all, as you know, Dybbuk Day is back. I wanted to get on here and show you a little bit of what we got for you, as well as kind of go back through some stories about what this sneaker means to us. We got the clothing boxes, Lucky 7 boxes, Vortex bundles. Jump on the site, click around, see what you want. This is always a hit for us, so thank you for your support. But the Lucky 7 started, this was actually the first colorway based on the University of Las Vegas colors. The concept was we were skaters that always gave our all to the industry, but didn't get much in return. So instead of waiting for corporations to fuck with us, we basically said, fuck them, made our own company, made our own sneakers, made our own luck, sponsored ourselves. So through the years, it grew and grew. People supported us for that reason. And I want to kind of go through some of my favorites here. One of my first favorites was the snakeskin V2s. The V1s were like the simple, just white with the snake dice, hitting snake eyes. That was our first like holy shit moment where I knew this was like a real company, not just a project. The ice cream kind of looking sneakers, like if you know me personally, I love Bapestas ice creams. This shoe was also a smash hit. It was one of my most worn colorways. The leather on these was super thick, super durable. I just love those crazy ass colorways. It's kind of the point to sneakers for me, is to like pop out. A more recent favorite, this might be my favorite Lucky 7 of all time. Kind of like a wheat, butterscotch, kind of Reese cup vibe. These are so wearable and the suede on these is so stupid premium. It just became an instant hit for me and kind of an unexpected favorite out of all of these. Maybe it's a recency bias thing, but these were crazy. Obviously, these are insane. This is the all denim one that tears away to like the hologram underneath, glow in the dark outsole. This was one of the first shoes where we saw like, oh, we can really be like next level technical, kind of beating the industry with how crazy we could go. So this was obviously a big one too. I always loved the corduroy fades. The seafoam definitely was like one of our first pop off, like whoa, kind of different, like, you know, the traditional paneling. This is also a hit, of course, our collab with Evan Mock. The traditional paneling where you hit like 2-3 tones blocked like that got broken up when we made this shoe. My mom in the kitchen at the crib had like china plates, like the blue and white plates. And so I based this off of those plates that I always saw on the walls in our kitchen. Some other favorites, obviously, like the Chicago's were crazy. The taxis were sick from our pop-up in NYC. The grasshoppers, this is probably in the middle of the Lucky Sevens, like my most worn colorway, also like a crazy demand colorway. Another one where when these went up on the site, I was like, whoa, like y'all went crazy for those, next level. And yeah, I mean, I could go forever obviously, but I wear all of our sneakers. I'm wearing the Surplus today. These are great too. This was one of like our later releases, an email like previous customer exclusive. And yeah, like it's just a sneaker that means a lot to us because it was our way of fighting back. It was our way of securing a future for ourselves when, you know, skaters, they burn out. They don't really usually go far. You can't really build businesses typically. So I'm proud of what we did with this. I'm proud that y'all love it too. And days like today is a day where you can get a stupid deal, $250 retail. But these are going for $100 in the mystery boxes. So jump on there, grab some, double up, triple up, whatever, while supplies last. We have a decent amount, but you know how it goes. So jump on the site. Thank you for your support and Dybbuk Day.